I left the college and went out to the Middle East, to Mombasa, and joined, after a short time working, waiting for my ship, joined, believe it or not, the old HMS Frobisher, which was built just at the end of the First World War, and got my watchkeeping ticket in her, and learned a lot of good practical engineering, because we blew a turbine up on a full power trial after 5 weeks in Simonstown Dockyard, or 10 weeks, in which 5 weeks were leave and five were back on work. And we had to do a job which would have been in peacetime a dockyard job in Mombasa Harbour, to lift the low pressure and high pressure top halves of one turbine and take out offending blades which had flown asunder, and which restricted us to 28 knots as opposed to 32 knots, which was flat out speed. She was a very fast ship, very hot, very uncomfortable. A lot of the people in the engine room got boils in their ears, and we all had prickly heat, and it was a pretty uncomfortable ship. There was no air conditioning.
Boils in their ears?
Well, my chief stoker got, and one of my other team also got boils in the ear, as a result of working in double bottom tanks. In those days, we had to produce what was known as a half oil condition to improve the stability of the ship, instead of running the tanks neon dry, of which there were many oil fuel tanks. They were flooded with seawater, and then before we refueled, you'd pump them out and then restore your stability requirements by replacing the seawater with oil. And this was done when the first time in Aden, or off Aden, and we couldn't get the oil out. We couldn't get the seawater out. We'd lost suction, and we had to open up the tanks, remove the offending mess with portable pumps, and then get down inside the tanks, which were running at very high temperature, to remake joints in the suction side pipes that had not been used since probably 1920. And as a result, my chief stoker, as I say, had boils in his ears, and we all had prickly heat, and I got cramp. But I was washed down with petrol by a stoker on the instructions of the commander, with a bunch of other stokers around stopping anybody smoking nearby. And then I got into a bath, and I doubled up with cramp in my stomach. And fortunately, the senior engineer, a marvelous fellow called Barley Raymond, who was rather fat and had difficulty in getting down in some of the confined compartments, he lifted me out and put me on the mat, and I staggered off back, having got over the cramp to a degree, to the engineer's office, where the commander dispatched the stoker in the office to get pints of water and as much salt as they could dissolve in it. And I then went down and was entertained right royally by the warrant officer's mess in those days and recovered. But it was not a comfortable ship, but as I say, it was a very good place to learn the finer points of practical marine engineering.
What kind of a ship was it?
She was a cruiser, with two boiler rooms, a couple of engine rooms, and all the ancillary machinery. She was turbine and oil fuel fired, but with additional, all the ancillaries were reciprocating, and that produced a certain amount of fun and games. We also had about, it was two diesel generators to supply additional power, because we had the first for that ship, rudimentary radar fitted. And as a result, we were a bit light on electrical power. But, it was an interesting ship to work in. And when I left, I came back and went to join Cumberland. And I was only there a matter of county-class cruiser, much more modern. And was only there about a week because it was a mistake on the part of the appointers. Because the man I was relieving recovered from whatever had ailed him, and he arrived back. So I was sent off to join HMS Berwick, similar class, county class cruiser, in Scapa Flow.